Latrig. Ascent from Keswick. 950 feet of ascent. 2.5 miles. Please ensure the following before embarking on this walk. That you have the right map, the appropriate Wainwright book, either Wainwright the Podcasts, or the second edition of Book 5, The Northern Fells. That you've checked the weather, that you're wearing suitable clothing and footwear, that you're fit enough for the walk, and that somebody knows where you're going, your intended route, and how long you expect to be gone. For more about safety on the fells, please go to www.mountain.rescue.org.uk. Instruction 1. Start of the walk. From Station Street in the centre of Keswick, make your way to Fitz Park. Enter by the gate on your left and take the path beside the River Greta. When you emerge onto Crossthwaite Road, turn right past Keswick Cottage Hospital. Ahead of the SO garage, turn right at an historic signpost to Latrig and Skiddaw, going down Brundholm Road. Before long, you'll reach a row of houses and manicured gardens on your right called Briar Rig. When you get there, press play again. Latrig is to Keswick what Loughrigg is to Ambleside and Helmcrag to Grasmere. A small hill, an excellent viewpoint, a great favourite of local folk and visitors. Instruction 2. From Briar Rig. The path to Latrig is to be found just up this road, at the opening between the fields on the left-hand side. Turn left onto Spoony Green Lane and follow the single-track road uphill. You will then cross a bridge over the A66. When you get to a gate barring your path next to Spoony Green B&B, press play again. Latrig is pastoral and parkland in character, not rough fell, and the summit is the easiest of promenades, so that this is not a climb calling for old clothes and heavy boots. Sunday best is quite appropriate dress. Instruction 3. From Spoony Green B&B. Go through the Kissing Gate into Latrig Woods. Once a haven for courting couples and other wildlife, the woods are privately owned, and in recent years they have been increasingly managed for the benefit of workers. There are notice boards with information about the woods and the wildlife here. Follow the path up the hill on your left, past one of the notice boards. Continue on up the steep, shady incline, ignoring a gate and a path leading off to the right. The main path steepens and gets narrower, and after a while you'll reach a prominent stone gatepost and one lying flat beside it on the right. When you get there, press play. Instruction 4. From the stone gatepost. Continue straight ahead along the main path, ignoring all the shortcuts that lead off on your right onto the fell. You'll pass several tree stumps on your left. When you reach another gate barring your path, go through it. A little further along is a notice board with information about Gailgill Woods. When you reach it, press play again. Latrig has been well described as the cub of Skiddaw. It crouches at the foot of the broad southern slopes of the Parent, too small to be significant in the geography of the mass, although a long east ridge is responsible for the formation of the short side valley of Lonscale. The original path rounding Mallandod is still the easiest way to the top, although there are a number of shortcuts. Instruction 5. From the Gale Gill Woods Notice Board. From here, your route involves following the red horseshoe shown on the notice board, and then the red footpath towards Mallandod. Keep the nearby wood and fence on your left for a short time until the wood finishes. A few feet away on your right, opposite a straggle of trees and bushes, is the path leading onto the fell. When you reach it, press play again. Happily, the superb view from the summit of La Trigue is available also to non-climbers, and the old and infirm, with the assistance of a car, can enjoy it by a simple stroll from the road end. Instruction 6. From the path onto the fell. Take the path onto the fell and stay on it. It zigzags up the fell, and the views of Keswick really start to open out. Eventually, you'll reach the seat dedicated to Ronald Morley Lupton of Keswick. It's perfectly placed for you to enjoy one of the finest pound-for-pound views of Lakeland, and for the least effort. When you get to the seat, press play again for my thoughts on the view and the summit. To the south is a panorama of crowded detail, all of it of great beauty. Indeed, this scene is one of the gems of the district. The roofs of Keswick are below. Derwentwater is set out just beyond, in its lovely entirety. And in the distance, Borrowdale and the Newlands Valley are seen winding deeply amongst the sombre mountains. There is enough of interest in this charming picture to engage the attention for many hours. And La Trigue is a place to visit time and time again, for the scene is never quite the same, but always fresh and exciting. The top of La Trigue is a grand place, especially for fell walkers on the retired list. Here they can recline for hours, recalling joyful days when they had energy enough to climb to the tops of all the mountains in view. Will there be mountains like this in heaven? Or is this heaven before death? And will there never again be hills to climb? Is La Trigue the last of all? But no, it needn't be. There's still Oristead, even easier. Funny, that's where we came in. If you don't want to go down by the Mallandod route, you could try one of the shortcuts. There are stiles where the paths cross the forest fence. Please take care and have a pleasant and safe descent. For more Wainwright podcasts, visit www.golakes.co.uk. For Wainwright books, it's www.francislincoln.com. For the Wainwright Society, visit www.wainwright.org.uk.